And we're now joined by head coach Cody Hunter of the Herculaneum Blackcats football team. And as we welcome on the head man now, coach, you guys look to have a pretty good camp. The numbers are up here in your second season roster-wise, and seems like there's a lot of enthusiasm around the team right now. How are you feeling about your guys?
Yeah, the numbers have been a big help for us, and, you know, camp was pretty good for us. You know, with numbers like that, you could have a better scout team and better special teams and things like that. So we're looking forward to a great season. We got a lot of seniors, and they're good leaders, and they've been in the program for a while, and, you know, they played at a young age, so, you know, they're kind of weathered veterans kind of deal. So, you know, I'm looking for them to lead us for sure.
And, of course, not to say that the guys weren't receptive to you in your first year or anything like that, but do you feel like they're even more so listening to your message here as you coach them in your second campaign?
Yeah, definitely so. You know, I think the seniors last year bought in as much as they could. You know, they were enthusiastic about our new staff, and, you know, I've kept the same staff, so that's helpful. But these guys have been around our staff for another whole year, you know, in the weight room, which is where we do most of our work, really, and any coach will tell you that. So getting them around us more and having more events and things like that have helped us bond as a program and bond as a group of young men. And as a staff, we've become more cohesive. So just all in all, it's looking better. And, yeah, definitely around Herculaneum, you know, things are abuzz a little bit, you know, thinking that we're going to have a pretty good football team now. So, you know, we're excited.
And, you know, just that was a cool note on your staff there. You know, you got a loyal bunch of guys around you, and I'm sure that has to rub off on the players as well in a good way.
Yeah, of course. You know, anytime that you can have a staff that shows camaraderie, the boys just feed off of it, you know. And we preach brotherhood all the time, and we want to example that as a staff, you know. And, you know, I think the kids are buying into it. The kids really love our staff, you know, top to bottom all the way through the junior high program. So, it's just a good group of guys that I work with, and I'm blessed to have them.
Let's take a quick look at your guys' offense. Obviously, you do lose Jordan Duncan. He's choosing to kind of pursue baseball at this time, so that was your quarterback. You got to replace him. Luke Teague in that position, one of the guys filling that role. How do you feel like he's done and others have done at the quarterback spot?
Well, actually, we're going to go with Ethan Coy. It was kind of between the two of them, you know, and I told them that they were going to compete for that spot, and Ethan Coy was a quarterback for the Blackcats his freshman year, and then he moved away his sophomore year at the end of it and then came back as a junior, but because of Mr. Rules, he had to play JV, and we had some issues with him, you know, trying to get to practice and things like that, so I told him if he shows up every day, he'll be our quarterback, and we'll be a lot better at Q if he's there. And then Luke T gets to be at Y as a receiver. He's a big-bodied kid. You know, they're both great athletes. They're both great leaders. You know, but Ethan Coy makes us a better football team at the quarterback position, and Luke T makes us a better offensive threat at the Y.
Gotcha. How do you think the defense is looking? It seems like you have a hard-working group on that end. How do you feel like they're shaping up for the start of the year?
Yeah, I mean, they're hustlers, you know, and they love to hit. That's something that Herky's always been known for, and we pride ourselves on that. And, you know, the kids are pushed every day to hustle and run to the ball, one tackle, 10 assists. And, you know, we got some good group of kids that, you know, really like to fly around and hit people, and they're really catching on to the things that we're trying to coach them up to do. And now with my second year here, I can kind of expand on those things and put ourselves in a little bit better situation against some pretty good offenses. So I'm excited to see how they play, and I know they're going to give me everything they got.
Coach, thanks so much for the time, and we're looking forward to this first game against Cuba.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the coverage.